You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, well, here it is. Yes, we've made it. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the Breakfast Show for today. It is Tuesday. We have got to the 13th of June. And the Breakfast Show, I'm Jerry D. Time now, we're about a minute after 7. I'm going to be here till just before 10 o'clock this morning, keeping you company, hopefully. Looking at somebody with a birthday on today's date, let us go to the year 1854. His name was Charles Algernon Parsons. In fact, the Sir Charles Algernon Parsons. He was an Anglo-Irish engineer, best known for his invention of the compound steam turbine. He worked as an engineer on dynamo and turbine design and power generation, with a great influence on the naval and electrical engineering fields. Also developed optical equipment for searchlights and also for telescopes.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yes.
It is not that funny.
That's not
that funny. The night has come.
Yeah.
I tell you what a great cover that is of Stand By Me. Very imaginative. And that was For the Cause. And say, Stand By Me. Stand By Me, of course, originally performed back in 1961 by American singer-songwriter Benny King. Written by him together with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stolo, who together used the pseudonym Elmo Glick. There you go. What a great song. Time on the Breakfast Show, 6.5 minutes when after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Feel buried alive. This city is at high. Suffocating, lonely in the crowd. I'm surrounded by all the screens of their lives. Screaming into space to drown them out.
Jerry D.
Yeah. took all the sunshine and rain, all my happiness and all my pain, the dark evening stars and the morning sky of blue. And I sent it in my letter to you. And I sent it in my letter to you. In my letter to you, I took all my fears and doubts. In my letter to you, all the hard things I found out. In my letter to you, all that I found true. And I sent it in my letter.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with the Purple Disco Machine and Sophie and the Giants. The track was called, Hypnotized. That one, Letter to You, and that is where you can recognize the voice, can't you? Yes, it is the boss. Letter to You, 2020 single by the one and only Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, released as a lead-in for the album of the same name, Letter to You. That was on the 10th of September in 2020. Song has received critical praise, and so did the album as well. Right, well, that has brought us to that time in the morning to get you all smelly nice, clean, good scrub down, boys and girls, come on, and get you in the shower this morning. Lovely English name, this one, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is Groove Jet.
No.
Go Groove Jet and If This Ain't Love, Sophie Ellis Bextor. Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Got you out of the shower. I hope you're now going to get ready to get off to wherever it is you're going. Sophie Ellis Bextor, by the way. Sophie Michelle Ellis Bextor in Paul, English singer-songwriter. She first came to prominence, this was what, in the late 1990s, as the lead singer of the indie rock band called The Audience. After the group disbanded, she went solo and achieved success beginning in the early 2000s. Her music, mixture, mainstream pop, disco, new disco, and of course 80s electronic influences as well. By the way, she had great success when we were in the pandemic. She would go live and she would do all her songs and dancing around in the kitchen. As you do. La Bouche. What's it called, you might well ask? Well, it's there we go. Yes, Phil LaBouche and Be My Lover. I'll tell you what, listen to this. From Renee over there in Houston in Texas at the moment, not in Athens and Greece. She says, good morning. Gotta get the working man out the door. Yes, get him out the door this morning. Iron a shirt and pants for him before breakfast. Wow. Oh, she says, I'll tune in later when I get him on his way. Nice thing is, the office is a 2-minute walk from the hotel. Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, as you leave, put your headphones in. You might as well do it now, because this will just about get you exactly to your office this morning. 2 minutes and 18 seconds, to be precise. So they are just about made it now, Rick. Needless to say, the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man. I tell you what, 2 minutes to the office isn't bad, really, is it? I tell you what, I can beat that. From the bed to the studio, 30 seconds.
Girl, I want to be with you.
There we go. 1964 was when that came out. It came out by the British band The Kinks, and All the Day and All the Night. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed it is. And if you're with us this morning, great. Nice to know you're out there. And the time, 29 minutes right now before 8 o'clock this morning. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news and some business news as well for this Tuesday morning. British police have said that a man had been arrested on suspicion of murder after three people were found dead on the street in the central English city of Nottingham and three in hospital after an attempt to run them over with a van. Police said the two people had been found dead on one road in the centre of the city just after 4 a.m. this morning. And this was before officers were alerted to another incident not far away, where someone driving a van had tried to run over three people. At least 10 people were killed in a Russian missile attack that hit an apartment building and a warehouse in Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih in this was on Tuesday, according to local officials. Regional Governor Sergei Lysak said that four were killed in the apartment block and six in the warehouse. Mayor Oleksandr Vilkul said that one person was still trapped under rubble and 28 had been injured, with 12 of them being treated in hospital. The human remains were recovered on Monday from a fallen overpass on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. This was as crews removed concrete debris from the site of a fiery weekend highway collapse that closed the stretch of one of the busiest traffic corridors along the U.S. East Coast. The section of I-95 was shut down in both directions. This was after a tanker truck hauling gasoline caught fire on Sunday, causing the concrete to buckle and collapse. Authorities have not said precisely how the fuel was ignited. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said that she will step down on Friday. She's going to pursue the ruling party's candidacy for the 2024 presidential election, bidding to become the country's first female leader. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's leftist National Regeneration Movement, the Morena, on Sunday agreed that on the 6th of September it would announce the winner of its internal selection process. Sheinbaum is one of the two favorites. A Chinese state-affiliated social media commentator accused the United States on Tuesday of playing tricks and creating an illusion that it is eager to engage, days before an expected visit by U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. The lead-up to the high-stakes visit has been marred by new U.S. accusations of Chinese spying and scathing Chinese questioning of Washington's sincerity in improving badly frayed ties. British wage growth soared, and employment also jumped in a 3 month to April, raising expectations that the Bank of England will raise interest rates again, perhaps several times, to contain unrelenting inflationary pressures. Data from the Office for National Statistics on Tuesday indicated the labour market was running hotter than all economists polled by Reuters had predicted, sending sterling higher and setting off another drop in British government bond prices. Toyota will introduce high-performance solid-state batteries and other technologies to improve the driving range and cut costs of future electric vehicles, the automaker said on Tuesday. This is a strategic pivot that sent its shares higher. A slew of altcoins, catch-all for most cryptocurrencies except Bitcoin and Ether, have been harpooned in lawsuits filed by US regulators against exchanges Binance and Coinbase last week, hammering the prices of the tokens. It's big, over 50 cryptocurrencies worth $100 million in total, and making up about 10% of the overall market, are now viewed by the SEC watchdog as securities according to CC data. Among major players, for example, Solana, Polygon, and Cardano have sunk between 23% and 32%. The Federal Trade Commission asked a court to temporarily block Microsoft Corporation's acquisition of Activision Blizzard on Monday, seeking to halt the deal from closing before the government's case against the $69 billion deal is heard. The FTC said that Microsoft and Activision had signaled that the deal could close as soon as Friday, and asked the federal judge to block any final agreement before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on the 15th of June. European shares rose on Tuesday, boosted by technology stocks and as miners tracked a bounce in metal prices. This was after China cut interest rates amid growing hopes that the US Federal Reserve would skip raising rates in its policy meeting. The Pan-European Stock 600 index that rose by 0.3%. The rate-sensitive tech sector index added 1.6%. while miners jumped 1.8% to a 7-week high. Traders see a near minus 76% chance of the Fed holding rates at the 5% to 5.25%. Sorry, that's 5% to 5.25% range on Wednesday, while pricing in a 56% chance of a rate hike in July. This is according to CME FedWatch tool. The European Central Bank will hold its policy meeting on Thursday, where it is expected to hike rates by another 25 basis points to tame stubborn inflation. Oil prices rose on Tuesday on apparent bargain hunting, recovering some ground from the previous day's plunge. But gains were limited as investors remained cautious ahead of key policy decisions by central banks and on weak economic data from China. Brent crude futures climbed $1.47 or 2.1% to $73.31 a barrel by 10:34 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was at $68.32 a barrel. That was up $1.20 or 1.8%. Right, almost exactly 21 and a half minutes after the hour of, or before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You always won every time you place the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet. Every time they were sure that you caught, you were quicker than they thought. You just turned your back and walked. You always said cards will never do you wrong. The trick you said was never play the game too.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and still the same. Yes, they are. They haven't changed much at all, really. Let's take a ball before that. Swing Out Sister and Break Out. What have we got lined up for you this morning? It is Tuesday. It's mainly it's you, me, and the music this morning. We've got guests coming in the last hour of this morning's program. We've got Ingrid Rodriguez and Ariel Gonzalez Cedre coming in, and Ingrid is a Panamanian soprano, and together with her husband, that's Ariel, we will be there presenting a concert, Poesia Amor, in a piano and voice. This is on June the 16th, this coming Friday, and we're going to be talking about them, and we're going to be talking about the concert as well. So that's in the last hour of this morning's program. Also, we're talking, checking in, of course, aren't we, with another Ingrid. And that's going to be in around about 35 to 40 minutes time for our everyday story of country folk. And also, in that same hour, we're trying to get a quick word in with Yasmin, see how her day's going to be shaping up this morning. I know I got lunch with some friends today, which is all going to be rather nice. Status Quo. In the Army Now, this is called.
Stay in bed, you're in the army now. Oh, you're in.
going to go in the army now. And by the way, that was originally a song called You're in the Army Now, and that was by South African born, if I remember rightly, Dutch duo. That was Bolland and Bolland, released in 1982. Their version spent 6 consecutive weeks on top of the Norwegian singles chart. But that cover by Status Quo, simplified just as In the Army Now, internationally successful. That was in 1986. It peaked at number 2 in the UK singles chart and also hit the top of the charts in German-speaking Europe as well as in Ireland, whilst peaking highly in Norway, Spain and Sweden. I wasn't silly. I joined the Air Force.
To complain about, no, not a lot that I can sing about. I woke up just fine, slept until 9. It's not exactly deep and meaningful, no, when you're writing new material. So I can sing about heartache, but it ain't broke. Sing about addiction, but I don't smoke. I can feel the kind of song coming on. Everyone can sing along. Here comes another one, another song about love.
There we go. That is a group they called McFly, and another song about love. Where did they originate from, you might well ask? Well, McFly, they're an English pop band. They were formed in London back in 2003. They took their name, yes, you've got it, probably got it right, haven't you? Yes, the Back to the Future character, Marty McFly. The band consists of Tom Fletcher, who does lead vocals and guitar and piano, with Danny Jones, on lead vocals, harmonica and guitar, Dougie Pointer, bass guitar and vocals, and Harry Judd on the drums. Signed to Island Records, that was from their 2004 launch until December 2007, before creating, yes, they created their own label. I guess it's easy to do that these days. It's called Super Records.
Make the world go away.
Oh, must be after listening to the international news.
And get off my shoulders.
say the things you used to say, and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Yes, that is Mr. Eddie Arnold there, and Make the World Go Away. As I said, that's how we feel sometimes, isn't it? Especially after we've read out the news or had a listen to the news. And let's see, yeah, make the world go away. Either that or on a Sunday morning. After you wake up, after a good Saturday night out. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just sort of coming up. We're a minute away from the top of the hour. We're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The breakfast show. It's better than coffee.
About that then. Phil Collins and Who Said I Would. Right, let's take a look at the time, shall we? Breakfast show time here is just coming down to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to see if we can check in with Ingrid in just a second, because I think I mentioned the last hour, but in actual fact, probably in around about 15 minutes time, when 15 minutes time, we're going to have our guest with us here on the breakfast show. That's Ingrid Rodriguez. Yes, another Ingrid, together with Ariel Gonzalez Cedre. And Ingrid is a Panamanian soprano. And, well, Ariel Gonzalez Cedre is her husband, pianist. So we'll be chatting with them. They've got a concert coming up on Friday, which is going to be really, really nice. Right, let's see if we can get out there into the countryside, shall we?
In Panama, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a special day indeed. The Aussie is coming into the city. This is very rare indeed. It's almost like the eclipse of Halley's Comet. It only happens X amount of times every so many years. Well, he's coming into the city. We're loading up the car, and we're heading to Beverly. No, I'm loading up the car with Dean, Mr. Australia himself stuff. It's going to be interesting. So last night, we had to have a little farewell supper for the boy and got one of his favorite things in the world, his steak. And he loves a Barbie, and so that's what we let him do. We say, please cook us dinner on your going away party. And he's like, yay, I'm going to throw something on the Barbie. And anyways, it was very lovely, but I ran into a bottle of wine. the cook's laughing, too, because I don't know if she ran into it because there wasn't enough left for her to run into it. So Dean and I kind of ran into a bottle of wine and slept very late this morning. So I do apologize. I haven't had my coffee yet, so my voice is not yet quite ready for the morning to start. Well, besides the fact I got to get moving. It is a beautiful day outside. I get off the street. Everybody, come on, give me a break. I need to drive into the city. If I'm driving in, then you don't have to. But the wonderful thing is I use this little machine called Waze, and I just love how it tells me, you know, where the traffic problems are, what to do, when to avoid stuff. And some of the detours are pretty good. I have now seen parts of Choreda I did not know exist. Trying to get around certain parts of those construction areas. All right, so we're getting the car loaded up, getting coffee ready, the cook laughing. Brushed my teeth, almost halfway dressed, and out the door. All right, you guys be safe. Like I said, get off the road, and I'm bringing the Aussie to town. God have mercy on your souls. Anyways, take care. Talk to you later. All right. What else? Oh, yeah. Back to you at the studio!
Street Preachers. That was called Australia. How appropriate is that? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's do a little bit of reminiscing, shall we? The Little River Band.
The best place to be in the mornings.
there we go with our French lesson for this morning. Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah band there, and Whispering Cherchez la Femme. So good at French, really, aren't I? If you are keeping an eye on the time, it's just coming up to 26 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Always a favourite, this one. Chris DeBerg. Yep, you got it. Lady in Red.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair. I've been blind, lady in red, is dancing with me, cheek to cheek, there's nobody here, it's just you and me. Shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be.
Stop and say. going the wrong way. A helping hand instead of doubt, and the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, let's shine your light for everyone to see.
Oh, there we go, Mr. Glenn Campbell, and Try a Little Kindness. If you're wondering, Ingrid and Ariel, they're on the way. They're running a little bit late, so as soon as we can get them here in the studio, we'll do that. I've got a couple of requests to answer as well this morning, but until I know what exactly is happening with our guests, I'll come back to that. Right, you got it all. This is According to the Jets. If you're keeping on the time, 19 before 9.
Like the ray of light, you came my way one night.
And there we go. What a voice is that, hey? That's our guests. This morning, we've got Ingrid Rodriguez and Ariel González Cedre with us. And, well, a very good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Really excited to be here. We love your show.
Thank you.
Well,
you
yes.
You can stay and take over. It's lovely to have you with us. Tell me something a little bit about, and Ariel, good morning to you. And tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you two meet?
Well, we met at the university.
Oh, okay.
When we were students.
Oh,
we were classmates.
Oh, wonderful. And romance blossomed.
Yes.
and how is it with the two of you, husband and wife, working together?
Oh, it's amazing, because we really enjoy music. Music is something that connects us.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing to work with someone that you can understand really, really well.
Mm-hmm. No disputes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's lovely to have you with us. And thank you for getting in touch with us, because unfortunately, because of the timing, we are sort of running a little bit late. But tell me, you know, you met at university studying music, I guess.
Yes, of course.
So when did you realize that you had had this voice of yours?
Well, I always liked to sing since I was a little girl, but it started at the middle school, maybe, when mm-hmm. I started to mm-hmm. Sing in my school choir. Then I started to study music at the conservatory. There was not too many options of instruments open to study.
Okay.
I was between guitar, piano, or singing.
Right.
And the first option was singing, so okay, I will sing. And I started studying singing. And that's the reason why. And then, when I need to make the choice about what to study,
mm-hmm.
my only option was music. I knew that there is no other option for me. I think I am a smart person and good in many kind of things, but music is something that I wake up every morning and I'm excited to do this. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Music was my first option.
Do you sing in the shower? I have to ask you that.
Yes.
Yes.
Every day.
Oh, we'll have to get you to do our shower song one morning. Well, look, anyway, it's lovely to have you with us. And one of the main reasons we want to talk to you today is because you're presenting on Friday a concert.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. What you're going to be presenting.
Okay, well, one of the best things as a singer you can do is that you have many options. You can do opera, you can do mm-hmm. chamber music, and one of the best ways to do chamber music, I think, is to do art songs. Art songs are compositions made specifically for a voice and piano.
Right, okay.
And is something that fits perfect for us, because he's pianist, mm-hmm. he's a very, very talented pianist, and I love these kind of songs. And there are a lot of art songs in many styles, many different languages,
mm-hmm.
and voice is that only instrument that can add poetry.
True.
To music, literally.
Right.
So we named this concert Poesía, Amor a Piano y Voz, mm-hmm, Poetry, mm-hmm. Love in Voice and Piano, because it makes three things that we really enjoy, singing, piano, and poetry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was chatting with somebody the other day, and we're actually talking about this, I mean, with pop music, I mean, there is poetry in it. I mean, the lyrics are normally very sort of poetical. And I mean, I found for many years, I just listened to the music, never really listened to the words, strangely enough. But yeah, no, it's so true. And of course, when you're doing opera, you're telling a story.
Exactly.
As well, so you're telling a story. And how about you, Ariel? I mean, how long have you been, you've both been together for a long time. Why the piano for you?
I come from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
and I arrived to Panama in 2013,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So almost 10 years now. And in 2018,
we met
my wife. And yeah, the piano for me is wonderful. It's the best thing from the child, you know. And this concert is really special because it's our duet,
right?
That are special for us, and the music and the poetry and thing for that.
Wonderful. And we're looking forward to the performance. I mean, I guess really, the two of you keep going like this, you'll be the carpenters of the opera world, really, won't you? You know. Yeah. I mean, at least you haven't said so. Who are the carpenters? You know. You know. Karen and Richard Carpenter.
Yeah.
There we go. Now, tell us about what you're going to be singing on Friday.
Okay. In the first part of the concert, we are going to present some art songs. Internationals, some leader that are art songs in German. Also, we're going to present art songs in French and in Italian. All art songs, because sometimes people say opera to everything, but as you said, opera is about stories. It's a musical piece which has theater involved. These are full poetry. In the second part, we are going to go to our roots, and we are going to perform Latin American music.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Latin American art songs, and we have poetry from all of our great writers in Latin America, and also compositions that my husband made. Compositions and arrangements.
Oh, really? That's excellent.
There is one song particular that is on my own. Disillusion is the desengaño in Spanish. Some arrangement as well that así and al guacamaya.
Two Panamanian songs from two Panamanian composers that he made arrangements for our format, and we're going to perform in a new way this songs also.
Oh, wonderful. That's your repertoire then is very mixed. It's very varied.
Because Ariel loves salsa music. He's Cuban, of course. And also I like it. And I really like Panamanian music. And I think that is very important as Latinos, as musicians from this part of the world that also likes classical music, to meet and to show the big repertoire and all the talent that we have in our country, in our lands.
And what's your vision for the future? I mean, because I say your repertoire is wide. I mean, your voice is capable of so many things. Probably not reggaeton, but well, we never know. But what would you like? Where would you like to see yourself? Would you like to see yourself more in the world of opera, or?
I don't know how to translate this in English, but Barbie says, "Sé lo que quieras hacer. Do whatever you want."
Whatever will be. Que será, será.
Yeah, so I think that classify myself in one thing is to limit
absolutely.
Myself. I love opera, but I need to be realistic. In Panama, this is too difficult to do. And I really like my country. Maybe I don't know if I will have the opportunity to travel outside and do opera. I hope so.
I'm sure you will.
But also I am really happy doing music and doing cultural diffusion here to organize this kind of shows and trying to reach more public that can enjoy music. Panama is a very diverse land. We have people from everywhere here, and we want to share our music with all the people that really appreciate it. So it's a hard work. That's why we try to diversify a lot. But yeah, so I love opera. I hope it grow up here. We are working for that. Meanwhile, we do this kind of shows that I think that are for everybody.
Right. No, excellent. Do you know our friend Diana Duran?
Oh, of course. She's
very much like you. Her repertoire is really quite varied.
Yes, Diana, for me, is an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's someone that is working really hard to do the same thing, to share music with everyone,
mm-hmm.
to reach new public.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people think that classical music is just for rich people or is too, you know, for the high class.
All our ears are free. You know, you don't have to pay to use your ears any, you know. I play on our program mainly 80s, 90s, 60s, 70s, because that's my era, that's my drive. But I love all sorts of music. I love everything. I love opera. I tell you what, I had a wonderful experience. It really affected me, because we went on vacation, to Europe, and we were in Vienna, and I went to Mozart's.
Oh my God.
His apartment he had for 3 years there. And that's where he composed The Marriage of Figaro, the Mozart, Haydn quartets. And to be there, you know, these guys were pop artists. You know, they were pop stars in their day, you know. And you can imagine they had parties. He played musicians there. And that's where they first played the Haydn quartets for Haydn. He was there. These guys used to hang out together. But to be in the place where that was actually done and where it was celebrated and whatever, really quite moving. And opera there's a very good, I don't know if you've got BBC on your TV, but
yeah.
There's a very good the series at the moment with one of their reporters doing all opera singers, different opera singers.
And something that is really enjoyable about opera is it doesn't never grow old.
No.
Opera,
no, absolutely.
The same thing that Mozart wrote at the 18th century.
Yeah, that's right. 1700s.
It's really in our present. The same situation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that we both share the same feeling that we want to be popular or not be popular, but to reach the people with our music,
mm-hmm.
not being popular doing the mainstream music,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just to reach people doing what we are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to change what we are to reach more people.
Well, of course, the thing is as well, the important thing in anything you do, even sort of doing this job, you need to enjoy yourself.
Yes, of course.
You know, you've got to enjoy yourself, and that's half it. Now let's make sure we tell everybody where you're going to be performing, how they can get tickets.
Of course. Okay, you can get the tickets at swtickets.com, and we are going to perform at Biblioteca Nacional, the National Library at Parque Omar,
mm-hmm.
Friday 16th.
Wonderful.
This week at 7 p.m. Yes. Yes. You can get more information in our Instagram, Ingrid y Ariel Duo.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put that information on our website, and we'll be reminding people during the week to be there.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
And it's been wonderful having you with us. And do come back, you know.
Oh, of course.
You know, you know where we live
now.
We
are so happy.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say we will have a very special guest.
Of course.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Will be joining us the baritone Hector Lomba-Smith.
Oh,
he's
wonderful.
A really good friend of us because we also met at studying
uh-huh.
together.
Uh-huh.
And he's very talented and he will delight us with his voice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Well, don't let's tell anybody who it is. Look, again, thanks so much for coming in. Sorry you had a bit of a problem getting here, but you got here in the end. And do keep coming back. Keep coming and telling us how you're doing.
Thank
all right?
you so much.
So great.
It's
there
a
we go.
Joy for us.
There we go. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And that's brought us up to the top of the hour. So let me say a very big thank you once again to Ingrid Rodriguez, Nadia Gonzalez Cedre. And we'll be reminding you about that concert and also be on our website today with some links to the music and everything else. and of course our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just a few seconds after the hour of 9 o'clock.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
At least I will die free.
There we go. That's Darius Rucker, yes, and Wagon Wheel. Right, that's it. Off you go. Thank you very much. 19 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, let's make our way through some of the requests that we got in this morning. And also, Yasmin will be looking at a couple of people born on this day in music and telling us how her day went. Firstly, let's go to Renee. She was trying to get Rick out the door this morning for his 2-minute walk to work. Okay, got the man out the door hitting the gym. Why? Did you get enough exercise ironing, for heaven's sake? We were talking about ironing the other day, but it was supposed to have been long. Remember that? Right, hitting the gym. It's too stinking hot. It's too stinking hot to work out outside, so you're going inside in the air conditioning. Okay, you asked if we could play Hootie and the Blowfish and Time.
Time, why you punish me like we're crashing into the shore, you wash away my dreams. Time, why you walk away like a friend went somewhere. You left me crying. Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day and I don't believe in time.
Time,
There we go. That's Hootie and the Blowfish and Time for Renee. Now moving on to Rowena up there in Denver, Colorado. Now I'm going to make it sound, hopefully, that I understand what she's talking about. Because her hockey team said last year, our hockey team, the Colorado Avalanche, won the Stanley Cup. Okay. I don't know if that's an old one or what. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all your many listeners. Denver will have a parade for the Denver Nuggets team on Thursday. Oh, well, congratulations. Oh, I understand it so far. It says that our center, Nikola Jokic, is from Serbia. Our point guard, Jamal Murray, from Canada. They make a great duo, like Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And guess what, guess what Rowena asked for? We Are the Champions by Queen.
I paid my time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
That's it. Yes, we are the champions. That's for Rowena there, Rowena and Phil in Denver, Colorado. So enjoy the celebrations. Get stuck in. There's a very good morning over there. Happy what day, yes?
Tuesday.
It's Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Been a busy little morning so far.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm, I'm having to earn a living. Mm-hmm. So, what are you going on today? What's your day like today?
Well, today I'm going to the press conference of an event. Let me tell you here. It's about the first exhibition for weddings and events.
Mm.
So we're going to learn more about that today.
Okay, so this is an exhibition where people can go and sort out their wedding and...
Exactly.
And all these, like, wedding planners and people like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I planned my wedding.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did.
By yourself, just you.
Yes. Well, the good
and Neil,
the good and Neil, and of course the good lady. Because Neil wasn't living here then, so he would have been over there in the UK.
Oh yeah, Neil is very creative. You know.
He is very creative. He does a lot of these table arrangements and things like that for weddings. So very talented young man is Neil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting. I got a friend of mine getting married soon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Isaac and Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting married soon.
Mm-hmm.
I've been invited.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, must have run out of people, I guess, to invite. But no, looking forward to that. Be quite something. Okay, so you're doing that today, and I'm going to have lunch with friends today.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we're going to Chow Bea.
Oh, okay.
I like that. In Soho Mall, it's about the only place that's open.
They have pasta there and pizza. And
of course. Like that, right? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
And beer on draft. and so that's what I'm going to be doing. That's my day. And then getting ready for tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
And have we got more musicians coming in tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes. In the last hour.
Roy.
Yeah, Roy's coming in.
And his band.
Rob, I can't read it from here.
Carousels.
Thank you, yes, Carousels or something like that. So they're coming in tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right, how about Born on This Day in Music?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Bobby Freeman. He was born in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
American soul and R&B singer, songwriter and record producer who scored the 1958 US and UK number 5 single, Do You Want to Dance? The song has been covered as Do You Wanna Dance by Del Shannon,
mm-hmm.
The Beach Boys, Johnny Rivers, Bette Midler and more.
But here's the man himself,
mm-hmm.
Bobby Freeman. There we go, yes. Do You Want to Dance? Bobby Freeman there.
Hmm. I never heard that song before.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was also made in the UK. It was made by Cliff Richard and the Shadows. Believe it or not, the Mamas and Papas did a version of Do You Want to Dance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, yeah, Anton Brown. Beach Boys, of course, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I don't know. I don't think I played it that often anyway. So.
Yeah, it's a mix kind of Latin, right?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the old...
Kind of salsa or something like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got those things in there.
Mm.
Little hand drummy things.
Mm-hmm.
Very musically minded me. So, who's your other one for today?
The other one, let me tell you, is Marv Tarplin. He was born in 1941. American guitarist and songwriter, best mm-hmm. known as the guitarist for The Miracles.
Ah, okay.
From the 1950s through the early 1970s, who co-wrote several of their biggest hits, including the 1965 Grammy Hall of Fame inducted The Tracks of My Tears.
Yes, that's a nice one, The Miracles there, and Tracks of My Tears. Another, remember that one, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't remember that one either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think at the end of every program I'm going to give you a quiz.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What did I play as the third record this morning?
Well, yeah, every day is a new day to learn.
It is. So. I try and keep it as varied as I can. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, you too.
All right, and we'll be back together again tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Wednesday already.
Oh, yes.
And Lala's woken up.
Oh, yes.
And she's down the other end of the hallway. All right, yes, I've got a couple more requests to get through this morning,
okay,
believe it or not.
Tomorrow.
All right, see you in the morning. Bye.
Bye.
Time on the breakfast show, 21 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and time to squeeze in a couple more requests. I'm going to first of all go to Ashti. Good morning to Ashti. Let me just get it up here on my screen. And he says this morning, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Tuesday. Yep, still hung up on this band. It's the Gap Band. This one? You dropped a bomb on me.
You pretty girl, the change in my world.
There we go, that's the Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me. And that's for Ashti this morning. Great to hear from you, as always. Right, our next one, Mary Lou. She says, have a great day, everybody. And you asked if we could play a song from Sills and Croft called My Fair Share.
Lost as a child's first thought. I must have arms to hold me, lost without love and care. I must have my fair share. Fair is a changing word, but fair is an honored promise. Just as if you're still there, I will have my fair share. Justice is a lady.
Seals and Croft and My Fair Share, and that was for Mary Lou this morning. I tell you what, I got an unusual one. It comes from Felipe. Nothing unusual, really. It's not a normal genre, but we're going to play a bit of this because I like it. It says, "Dear Jerry, since today we're in opera mood, and that's because of our guests Ingrid and Ariel earlier on this morning, could you please play Quando Meno Vo Soletta?" And it's Anna Netrebko. It took me a little bit of finding, but I did find this version. So we'll have a little bit of this. Thank you. I'll tell you what, that one is classified as operatic pop. There's a bit of a story to that. By the way, the lady singing there, her name is Emma Chaplin. And I was on a business trip to Houston in Texas, which, of course, is where Renee and Rick are at the moment. So I used to do a lot of business at the time with a company I don't think exists anymore, Enron. And I was in a shopping mall, and I always went to the sort of leather music stores and listened to what they had out and about. And I remember this particular shop, they had CDs inside sort of, like a cabinet with a glass top. And I saw this album, and I sort of started playing it. I think I was there for about an hour listening to the whole thing. It was absolutely brilliant. That was the album, by the way, released by Emma Chaplin. That off of that album, the album is called Carmine Mio. When she was 18, she was an 18-year-old singer. John Patrick Capdeville convinced her to return to taking classical lessons. Apparently she stopped to improve her singing technique. She discovered that although rock had given her more artistic freedom and hedonistic lifestyle than classical music, it was still not enough for her, so she decided to create her own style. And this became a combination of early opera, modern trance and pop music. Chaplin and Capdeville subsequently worked together on that first release, the first album, Carmine Mio. And if you like that, go and get yourself a copy. It's brilliant. And that's it then. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Let me say again a big thank you to my guest. By the way, she is a soprano, Emma Chaplin. And that's what we had. We had the Panamanian soprano Ingrid Rodriguez in this morning with Ariel Gonzalez Cedre, pianist, and her husband as well. What a great combination. They've got an event coming up on Friday. Go along and enjoy that. She's got quite a repertoire of music, so it's going to be a really good event. Unfortunately, I can't go, but Yasmin will be going along to that. So big thanks to them. Big thanks to, of course, Ingrid, our Intrepid Outdoor reporter this morning, and Yasmin for who was born on this day in music. And she's going off to an event later on today. And so she does all our production work, social media, everything like that here on The Breakfast Show. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, doing a lot of background information for us. And also the boys and girls of Group Regrado keep us up and running every day. Good morning to Isaac, especially. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. It's always nice to know you're out there. And I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Midweek already, and what do I want you to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning? I want you to be looking after yourselves, whatever it is you're going to be doing it carefully, because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. For more information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.